Hear that? It's the sound of someone whacking the ground with a rake. Specifically, they're beating around the bush, which we've done enough of in this ad too, so let's get right to it. The new Moneymaker scratch-off from the Ohio Lottery doesn't beat around the bush. Moneymaker. Play the game and you could win money. Up to $2 million. With more than $88 million in prizes, ranging from $50 to $500, Moneymaker cuts right to the cash. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th. And it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome back to the Good Trouble After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Of course, we're going to be recapping tonight's episode titled Less Than, playing a fun game, highlighting a dope woman in the industry, and of course, we've got a lot of predictions, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back. We are so excited to have you here for the Good Trouble After Show. We love Freeform, and we love all things Good Troubles and the Fosters, and a lot happened in tonight's episode.
A lot.
We're going to be getting into all that and more, playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble, then our segment that Taylor produces called This Girl is Dope. We're going to give a recognition to a very dope woman, and then we have a lot of predictions. We don't have a guest this week, so that means we have, like, double the amount of time for predictions. So we're going to get all that and more. But please welcome my other two panel members, the lovely and unapologetic Shay Jones.
Thank you. I like the new one. Hi, how you guys doing?
She's here. She's ready to rock and roll. And we've got some serious topics to talk about. And she's going to kill it.
It's going to be deep.
It's going to be deep.
That's all I got.
And the very beautiful and woke Taylor Gates.
Thank you so much. I'm like the only one that didn't get the green memo today.
I know.
But that's okay.
We also have green and black one.
Is this green? I feel like this is gray, but...
Oh, it looks green in this light.
Does
okay,
it really?
Well, St. Patrick's Day is over.
I know.
So
you can't pinch me. But
right.
I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones.
Back on topic.
Let's rock and roll, though. This whole episode was... There's so much happening, and... Really trying to like put it down on paper to like navigate through everything is a struggle sometimes because there are so many storylines, more than a typical TV show might have. But I did want to start off with the family dinner at Judge Wilson's, which I was not expecting.
The drinks, yeah.
Which was fun. The son is there. I don't remember his name. It's
Tate.
Tate.
And it's a rich person name.
Tate.
It's such a pretentious name. It's not even rich. It's just pretentious.
I love it.
Yeah. I was wondering what was the motive of them being there, and we quickly found out that it was to set an example and make an example of the family to Tate, so that way the father could be like, see, you're privileged, and check out this other girl. She was a juvenile delinquent, and I, like, helped her out, and she's going to be, like, an amazing judge someday or, you know, whatever, lawyer. You know, she just, like, really – he really went there and was – not being subtle about anything. What did you think of that?
That was so funny. I love a good, super awkward family dinner. Like, the Fosters did that so, so well. Like, there was never a dinner that was just, like, a nice, fun little get-together. Like, it was always something awkward under the surface. And so his insanely long, insanely painful toast was... it was just beautiful. It was classic Good Trouble.
Tonight it was a twofer, so... It was a twofer awkward dinners, and I'm just like... If I was Tate, I would have just left. Like, first of all, I'm in my own house, too. I would have just left and went to my room, because I'm not going to legit sit here and let you talk about me.
I know. I mean...
As if I'm, like, the maid, the butler, and I'm just here for your amusement today.
Yeah. If I were me... I mean, he is very privileged. He did some bad things. But, I mean, so did Callie back in her day.
Yeah.
So, he did get in trouble. He deserves... I feel like he deserves to... I mean, because...
He deserves the dress down. in a way.
Well, I mean, I think he needs to realize that there are consequences for his actions. And I think right now, I'm not sure if he's quite in that headspace. He doesn't realize how privileged he is.
For sure.
Oh, no, he realizes that. I also think he doesn't care.
Right.
Because even when he was just like, oh, yeah, it's off now. Like, it's gone. Like, the charges were dropped.
Like, just no biggie.
Like, no biggie. Like, well, this is, like, my life.
Yeah, I think there's just, like, a lot of, for Tate's character, there's, like, resentment towards his father and his mother for maybe not, like, always believing in him and, you know, all of that stuff. I think that's kind of where his character's, like, angst lies and comes from. And so I don't know that it is about the privilege, but, like, I think that he's just, like, it's more about, his anger is more about his father rather than the, like, logistics of it all.
Yeah, but I'm also just like, and I don't get me wrong, I understand the way he's acting, but I also want to be like, dude, you're a grown man. I need you to put on your big boy pants today, sir, because right now you're doing some childish stuff.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Stuff. You're a grown man.
No, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love how Callie kind of checked him on that at the end of the episode. She was like, hey, look, you know, she overstepped her bounds, I guess, as far as, like, the work relationship.
When does she not?
But she says if his son would have been black and would have, like, went after a police officer, if she thinks that his son would still be alive.
No lies detected, though.
I mean, no, it was a fair question. Was it over the line question? Definitely. Should have been said, absolutely, because I also feel like as Callie's dealing and watching the Jamal case, watching the trials, are you not seeing what I'm seeing, Judge? Like, I really need you to open your eyes today.
Yeah.
Because let me ask you a question, Dakota. Real question. Real talk. Do you like rap music?
I love rap music.
Okay, then. So, do you know somebody who's been in jail?
I'm sure I do. I'd have to really think about it.
Were you in a gang?
I was not.
Well, granted,
that do was... I know someone who smokes marijuana? Yes.
Okay, obviously, that question was super all of. Obviously, I legit don't believe you know somebody in a gang. However, those questions apply to white people as well as the African American community. So, and they were just racially biased in the most biggest way. I legit wanted to ask that prosecutor, sir, do you listen to rap music?
He probably said, oh, yeah, I bump Nicki Minaj. Like,
I listen to Cardi B. Like, I like 2 Chainz up in here. Come on. Like, really, sir?
I know. Well, that's why every time Judge Wilson, like, you think he's got, like something's getting to him, you know, and he's, like, finally, like, you know what? No, I do see it, like, the way it is, you know? And he just, like, I've decided to keep the, you know, police record sealed. I've decided that I'm not going to, you know, and I'm just like, really? Like,
it's like he doesn't go all the way what we want him to do, but like he shows a glimmer of like potential that perhaps we can nurture that seed and grow it into something that's,
yeah,
like respectable and actually going to help. Like, it's great that he took that step to call that out and like censured them and, you know, just called out the fact that that was happening, but more obviously needs to be done as well. But you know what I mean? He's maybe getting there. Like, we're not seeing little glimpses of things?
A little, but then he backslides, like, and then he almost treats Callie like she's Tate now, because now, oh, I have a new shiny toy, Kate's here. It seriously was just like, I agree with you on one point, but also have to remind you who's the boss, so now I'm going to bring in a new person who's going to be my new favorite. And I'm going to send you back to your little cubicle area real
See,
quick.
See, he really felt like she crossed a line and kind of, you know, he was so proud of her and so like, oh, I, you know, she's my favorite. But then quickly he flipped the script whenever he felt threatened by her or felt uncomfortable with what she had to say. So he did go ahead and bring on Kate, and she is now the new clerk on the Jamal Thompson case, and Callie is kicked off.
Right.
Which, what, were you surprised?
Oh, I was calling it as we were watching it. I was just like, okay, so Kate's... I think I said it before. Kate's here. And at first I said fire, but it makes more sense to her just get kicked off the case.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be more extreme, too. I thought
really?
She was... Yeah, because he said earlier, he was like, you know, I can't have two liberal clerks in here. I thought maybe he would replace her with someone. Yeah. I don't know. I knew she would always, if that would have happened, probably found her way back somehow. But I thought it would be a more extreme kind of punishment.
Yeah. I was surprised. I guess I didn't see it coming. And I think, whoa, how is that going to work out? Like halfway through the trial, all of a sudden we're going to switch. But I feel like Kate might favor more to Wilson and might kiss up to him a little bit more and not challenge him on his beliefs and make him feel more comfortable.
I think she's kind of a wild card.
She is, because we don't know nothing about her.
We don't know much about her, and I think because she did work for the more liberal judge, like, I think that Callie's definitely going to try to talk to her and sort of explain what's going on and try to get her on her side, and I think that she's going to have, like, the two sides sort of on her shoulder, and she's like, who do I listen to? Like, obviously she's going to... Sure, she has Ben, too, which that's a whole nother story, yeah. But, yes. You know, it's whether she wants to please her boss, which is obviously a huge deal, especially since she already... changed, you know, clerkships once, like, that's a big deal. But also, I think, I don't know, I have a sense that she does want to follow her heart as well. So it's just, it depends on how much she's willing to kind of either sacrifice what she believes or like take risks about her own career and things.
Yeah.
And awesome. Like Ben was all like, "Oh, hey, how you doing, buddy? Buddy, no." Oh, like it was a complete 180 for how when Callie got there. So I'm like, that makes her definitely a wild card.
Yep. Speaking of Ben, we love Ken Kirby. He came on our show last week, so we did an amazing interview with him. So if you want to check that out, make sure to check that out on our channel as well. He came in, talked about his character. We kind of talked about like what our predictions were as far as Kate coming in, doing like a full-time clerkship with Judge Wilson.
Oh, I think I predicted that, right?
Yeah. Yep. And so
I love it.
It came to fruition. So make sure to check out that interview. He gave us a lot of good tidbits on what it's like to work on the show and his character, and gave us a little bit of the backstory of his character, so please check that out. But I wanted to ask, what were your thoughts on the Jamal videos that were released?
Like, my personal thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, my first thought was, that's why I don't post things.
Right.
I'm just, in my spirit, some things I keep to myself for reasons, because I don't need them to come back to bite me, even after I'm dead. However, it almost as seriously is just kind of like Malika said, in a way, at least the way he was acting. The reason he wasn't necessarily going for black women is because he hates himself. And sometimes I feel like that is true for a lot of people in the African-American community. I just truly do.
Which is so sad.
And for others, it's just a personal choice, or it's just about connection. Like, sometimes I just think no matter who you date, especially when they're outside your race, everybody is going to have something to say. Mm-hmm. Regardless, somebody will have something to say. But it was awful and just sad.
Yeah, it was really sad.
Because, like, he can't defend himself. Like, and that was, I think for me, that what hurt the most, like, watching it was like, dude, you can't defend yourself. You can't defend the person you were when you made this video. And we can't really determine where your mind was at when you made the video. So much you just wanted to say something off the wall.
Right. And obviously, people are going to look at that and think, wow, well, I can't believe he said that, and get all upset at him, which also distracts from
the actual cause, which I also think whoever posted it was the point.
Yeah.
If we take the focus off where it needs to be, people are going to get distracted enough, they're not actually seeing what matters.
But I think that in the end, both are real issues, but that should not determine him not getting justice because of things that he said in his past.
Totally.
What he said? Sure. Hurtful. Yeah. Not okay.
But that does not mean you just because somebody said something stupid when they're alive, if they're killed,
doesn't mean they deserve death.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they deserve death, and it doesn't mean that the justice they deserve shouldn't be given to them.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, he was still a person, a human being. He did not need to be gunned down because he didn't fit into what they thought was a neighborhood at the end of the day. So I agree with Malika in that fact, like, yes, I'm still going to protest, because I'm not going to lose sight of why I'm fighting.
Yeah.
Like, when you just ignore everything else and you remember, it's okay, at least to me. can't speak for every other black person who's seen this episode and how they're feeling about that.
So. And then also we see Isaac, Malika's boyfriend, try to be there for her. He doesn't quite seem to get the magnitude of, you know, the statement that Jamal had said. But do you think that she overreacted by pushing him out of her life when he really does care for her and wants to help her?
Completely. But that's me.
No, I think that she definitely, like, there was a line because obviously, like, Isaac was trying to help. But at the same time, I understood her needing her space at that moment because, like, he can't relate to being a woman, you know what I mean? Right. Like, there's a sexism aspect. I don't know. The thing, obviously, I come from a place of being a white woman, so I can't understand a lot of the intricacies of, like, colorism and, like, sexism within different communities. And the only way I can, like, think to compare it is, like, yes, I'm in the LGBTQ community, but I have no idea what it's like to be a trans person. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what it's like, kind of with Mariana's storyline, to be, you know, a person of color who is also in the LGBTQ community. So I think it's really interesting to see, like, the dynamics within certain, like, minority communities, and I like that they're really sort of exploring that, mm-hmm. and also sort of giving people a gateway in ways, because, like, Davia, like, I like that they showed Davia just being like, well, we're, of course, we're not gonna, like, you know, march now for him because of all of this, and Malika had to kind of put her in her place and explain, like, yes, we still definitely are, and this is why, but also you need to do your own research, because I think that's, like, that's really true, and yeah, it's just a
it's real sure. talk. It's, when did I become the spokesperson for the entire African-American community? That is not my job. Why should I have to educate you on something you can find in a library book on the internet? I mean, granted, you don't have to be a person of color to fully get it, but why should I have to tell you what it's like to be me? Because you don't have to be me when I get done with this conversation. You don't. You get to go back to being a white woman, a white man, a LGBTQ person. You get to be that person, but I still get to be my color. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, though, granted, I got why Isaac was explaining it, because when he did, I was like, okay, cool, finally, because she's too Malika's too upset, so she actually was looking for a fight. Mm-hmm. She really was. She was just waiting for the one fight she could, like, really sink her teeth into. So I get why Isaac was explaining it, because she was too mad to do it. I just think she pushed him away from avoiding getting hurt. I mean, I feel like we as women do that a lot. If we've been hurt in the past, the next relationship we're going to get into, we're going to try to push ourselves out of it before we can even get hurt even more. But I feel like that doesn't help your situation either. It makes you lonely. Mm-hmm. So.
And he kind of called her on that, too, which
he really did.
Yeah.
And, like, granted, I thought it was right of him to
it
do.
Was. No offense. Yeah. Like, I am not Jamal. I'm not. He was, what, 18 when Jamal died when he's, like, 18. Mm-hmm. I'm not an 18-year-old. I am a grown man. And, yeah, I admitted to my mistake. And I'm trying to get to know you. That makes me different. That makes me enlightened.
Yeah. I feel like he's the one stable thing in her life right now, and he really genuinely cares for her and is developing a love for her. I wouldn't necessarily say, oh, they're in love, because I feel like you can't really say that until, like, you know, it's been a while. And I feel like common misconceptions on shows is like, oh, they're together. Oh, they're in love. It's like love progresses over time. Yes. You can have love for someone. So I feel like he really is developing this love for her, and vice versa. And I just don't want to see her get so hurt and push him away, because he really, I think, in the long run, is in game for her.
I mean, this is also a stigma for me. I think for the black women, we always feel like we have to be independent. We have to be that island. But the island is lonely, man. The island won't cuddle with you at night. It won't laugh at stupid jokes you make or eat your food. I'm just saying. Like, I think, like, what he said is okay. It is also right. Just because you're independent, I love the fact that you're independent, but that does not mean you have to do everything on your own. Because I feel like she's holding everything so tightly close because she's afraid of losing control. But, baby girl, you're going to lose control. Does this make it right? Does it make it wrong? But it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and I didn't even read, like, what he said necessarily as, like, a defense of himself. Like, in a way, I think it was, like, hey, I'm not Jamal, like, all that stuff. But I also think it was sort of to comfort her and be like, listen, like, I'm never going to treat you, like, badly or, like, say, like, bad things about you. I think it was more to, like, soothe her as well, which I thought was, like, nice that he could, like, do both at once.
Yeah. He's hot. He's tall, hot. Want to know my mind? Damn, why can't we? Come on now.
We stan.
I stand with Isaac. I stand with everything you up until you maybe broke up with him. Like I was here for you till that moment.
They'll get back together. I'm sure of it. But before we move on to the next topic, we love you here at AfterBuzz TV, and we cannot do this without you. So Taylor, please let us know some exciting things happening at AfterBuzz.
Yes. Before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you guys so much for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. For us to continue to grow, we need your guys' help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. Other ones don't work. I don't know why, but it's got to be 5. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Guys, Wednesday morning, your comments, it's my newspaper in the morning, so I need something to read. Give me something.
I know, I check it every day.
I do too. I love hearing what you guys have to say. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Do not forget to tell your friends and get them in on the fun as well. We have so many shows here too, so after Good Trouble, you know, watch something else that we're on. You're gonna miss our faces so much.
I know, definitely. There's always shows that you can find us on, and we'll let you know which ones at the end of the interview or at the end of the recap, because we love kind of watching you guys like go from one of our after shows to the other and supporting us on different shows. So we love you and we thank you for that. Let's talk about Alice.
Let's talk about
Alice. I love Alice, and she's finally seeming to find happiness with Joey, right?
Yes.
And she... Sue me. Sue me. Sorry for what I'm about to say. You can sue me.
Oh, sue Lord.
Me. Wow. But... I'm walking out.
Taylor just gets up. She's like, I'm out of here. So, gosh dang it. Like, I'm so annoyed by her.
Gosh dang it. Like,
I sure did.
Okay.
I sure did.
Dag nab it.
Dang nab. But I'm just like, come on. Why does she have to be so conniving? And she's so selfish. Like, she has no redeeming qualities. Like, I'm trying to find something in her that I'm like, wow. You know what? She's just... No.
I mean, the only redeeming quality I can legit even think of is that she does love Alice. Like, that, and that's such a kind of a consolation prize of a, you know, thing to like about her.
But she doesn't love her the right way.
That is true.
She's pretty. There we go. She's a beautiful girl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to give you
my hair tie. Like, okay.
And so they go on this dinner, and the entire time Sumi's just talking about how great Alice is, which puts her fiance in such a weird predicament. The fiance tries to pull out the big guns by getting Alice in trouble by saying, oh, this is what that she said about you in the interview in the podcast. That seemed to not work out.
She's like, oh, yeah, that's hilarious. I actually did do that.
She's, like, not bright, though. Okay? She's not bright. She's not picking up on any social cues.
But I legit want to know what her job is, because she walked in and she was in some scrubs. So I'm like, I legit need to know, like, is you a dental assistant? Like, I really just, I want to know what her job is.
Yeah.
Because I think that would actually explain a lot of things for me, for Sumi. But that was, I was like, another twofer of awkwardest dinners in the history of just dinners. And Joey's just like sitting here sipping her drink, just in the cut, just listening. Like, I'm not gonna participate about anything besides. Oh, how did you guys meet? Like, let's get on. You know, this married couple, engagement couple
that
over
didn't
here.
Didn't work out.
Not at all, because apparently their story is boring.
Which is like, okay, if this is so boring, why are you guys getting married to begin with? And the wedding seems very like, is it happening? Is it not? I think it's probably going to be called off again because they're having major fights. And honestly, if my fiance was still talking about her other significant other, like, and saying that our story is boring, I would be out of there. That's a red flag times 10. Like, no, thank you. Thank you next.
Thank you next.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yeah, because Sumi was doing too much for me for this episode.
She's doing too much.
Every episode.
But this is the thing, though. I think that what worked for her was the fact that she was like, she's going to get married to Mir and she's going to have Alice in the reserves, just always being there for her. But now that she's seeing, oh, you know, Alice has somebody new.
That's so right. That's so right.
Like, Alice has somebody new, and she's not going to, you know, always be there for me if I have a fight with Mir, because she has a new girlfriend. Who am I going to talk to? Who am I going to complain to?
Ugh. No, that's a great point. I didn't even, like, really think of that, but that's 100% right.
And the fact that she was listening in to, like, her finally, like, you know, she's talking to someone.
She got music playing.
And then, like, there was silence, so she knew they were kissing, and she felt like, I need to go in and interrupt this, because this isn't right. Well, guess what? It's none of your business anymore. Like, you broke up with her and cheated on her a long time ago. Yeah. But when Joey...
And are just insufferable, like, in general.
Ugh. whenever Joey was like, or when Alice was like, I am over her. Didn't I prove that to you? Joey was like, yes, but she's still in love with you. Oh, man, why did you tell Alice that? Because Alice now is thinking some things. She's thinking some thoughts.
She does not really need to be thinking.
She doesn't need to be thinking about that because she's finally getting over it. The second you tell her that Sumi's still in love with her, that's going to mess with her thoughts and make her go all over Sumi again.
Yeah. Oh. Love is stupid. Love is blind.
That's not love, though.
I mean, she was in love with her for a while, but like, so now, like, with that thing, but that's why we say love is stupid and love is a little bit blind, because once you even get that inkling that you can, like, maybe get back in there, you get blind, you get stupid, you break up your own relationship that was going really well for you just for that prospect of, oh, maybe if her and Mira actually do break up. Stole.
That's a story for another day.
We never tell that story ever again. Never. No one anyway. Else
will know. So let's talk about Mariana's storyline, which we got major headway with her in this episode. So she is fighting for the gender pay gap. Mm-hmm. And then she quickly finds out that she's not only fighting for the gender pay gap, but she's also fighting for the race gap as well. So she's seeing that her and what's the other associate's name?
Casey.
Both of them are struggling because they are getting paid less than the other white women. Mm-hmm. So there's this whole thing like, well, if we let them know that if we talk about like the race gap as well, they're going to know it's us two because we're the only two women of color here. So she's like, should I put myself out there?
There's an Asian chick too. I remember that's a different conversation.
Maybe they're not engineers. Maybe there's something else other than engineers.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe because I remember that video. You know, the diversity video they had.
Right. The film, so maybe she was like a marketing person.
Okay.
Maybe yeah, but it was obvious that she was really going to be putting herself out on the line if she went that far to talk not only about the race gap or I'm sorry the gender gap but the race gap. So she decides to go full force with it, and she finally gets the other women on board, which I was honestly surprised that the other women didn't quite get it and were like, well, we should just do one issue at a time.
Like, what?
Just because it doesn't affect you because you're white should not mean that we overlook it for now just because, like, oh, well, let's just do one issue at a time. No, these go hand in hand.
I want you to hear what you just said, though, and then repeat that.
I just said it.
No, I know, but I want you to repeat it for a reason, because what you just said is the reason why they didn't get it. You have to, again, educate and tell people so they can get it.
Yeah, which they finally did. I was just disappointed it took them. Like, I feel like she explained it so well the first time. Why should she have had to, like, really present it again? But she did. She's like, well, she presented it, showed the chart. The chart was very obvious. She had the numbers down. It wasn't just like, oh, we're getting paid less. It was like, this is how much less we're getting paid, and this is how much we're losing per year.
Well, it's kind of like the argument where people are like, well, the U.S. doesn't need, like, feminism because people in third world countries, it's, like, way worse for women. It's like, well, there's levels, though. Like, there's levels, and we should be, you know, trying to help all the levels while also recognizing that you're in a position of privilege. It's with, like, the layers of the issue.
And it needs to all be fought at once because otherwise, let's say they get, you know, both genders are going to be making, you know, the same. Great. Then they're going to be like, oh, well, that's not good enough. We also have this. Mm-hmm. And it's like, whoa, we already gave you this. It needs to be presented up front. These are the two issues. And this is why they need to be solved. They go hand in hand. Then it's more of like a convincing argument to finish and like do everything at once, if that makes sense. Otherwise, it's just like, you're coming in after the fact. What are we supposed to do? Oh, good. Okay. Well, we got the gender equality.
No, so now we're going to wait a few months. And then, we're not disagreeing with why she did it, because it definitely makes sense the first time. I mean, granted, it makes sense the first time I heard it too.
Yeah.
However, you know, sometimes you gotta help people to get across the bridge, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta help them.
Definitely.
To see your point of view, because it's not theirs.
Yeah. Do you remember one of the past episodes, Jesus was just so quick to get success with his, like, little house thing that he was going to be doing. He was so excited. He's like, yeah, like, great for me. And Mariana was just struggling, like, really? Like, I work so hard for, like, table scraps. And then you just come in and, like, boom, success for you? Like, that was so aggravating for her. But it seems like in this episode she really broke a lot of headway because Evan, at the meeting, finally sees Mariana, what's going on? Why didn't you come to me with your app pitch? She finds out that, you know, she was denied access to him. And to see him kind of take charge, because he seems like he's just kind of like, you know, running the business, but he doesn't really have his hands in all the pieces of the pie. Mm-hmm. Is that a phrase?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pie. Okay. That's a pie.
That's a phrase. That's a pie. And so I was excited to see him take ownership of his business and be like, nope, never deny access, you know, of an employee to me. And you, I'm going to present the app myself instead of the other dude. So I was like, okay, good for him.
I'm so glad they went that direction, too, because mm-hmm. I feel like there are so many examples on TV of, like, the CEO who's so domineering and demanding and doesn't care about anyone else. And I, like, really appreciate the fact that he was like, everyone should get access to me. Like, I want to help people up the ladder, too. And
yeah.
It was just, like, a big surprise, I think, and I really, really appreciated. And I'm kind of glad they, like, have it as sort of a surprise in this episode and didn't just do it up front, because we're like, oh, like, we learned something new about Evan once in a while, and I'm just growing to appreciate his character so much more.
I like him a lot.
I don't think it's so much new for me to Evan as much as I think that that's just who he is. Like, I don't think he has the capacity to, like, be deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, that's in him. So, like, even from when he said, oh, just pitch it to me, to, like, now, you can actually... He doesn't have a deceitful lying bone in his body. He genuinely does want to help him. He actually does actually notice how Mariana is helping him, helping his business without actually fully getting the credit she deserves for it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I think he's just busy. I feel like he can't. I mean, you can't possibly have your eyes on every single one of your employees when you're, you know, the head of a company that has dozens to hundreds of people. Like, it's just not possible. So you have to trust the people below you to make sure things get to you, and the fact that Josh and Angela both let him down, I'm glad that he called them out.
Absolutely.
In front of Mariana, too. I was like, give it to Mariana.
Give it to Mariana. She did, like, she didn't really exactly throw Angela on the bus. She just, like, phrased it really well.
She phrased it very well.
She phrased it. She was like, I mean, Angela made a good point about me monopolizing your time since I'm new.
I love how she, because she could have easily been like, well, she told me not to.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, that's easy to say.
Let it be true to statement. I would do it like that. Because I like sometimes I don't know how to filter the correct phrasing for people.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna go jump straight to what my brain says to say.
The truth.
He knows. I think. Come on now, you know. So I mean, if I did do it, I would have to like sit back for a second, like take like 30 seconds, like as you're asking me, I'm like, how do I say this without
offending anybody,
but still just like it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's how she was like really doing it. Like, this, it's not my fault. I really did want to pitch it to you. However, it was brought to me because I am new. It, you know, it wasn't the right time to monopolize your time.
Absolutely.
And even Angela was just like, I mean, I was following what Josh told me. She threw him on the bus real quick.
Listen,
I'm team Angela. Like, I'm not going to lie. I love her. I hope we get more of her. Like, she's had her moments where she's, like, done things that aren't, you know, in the best way to impact Mariana. But I really like her, okay? Yeah.
I mean, she was quick to help out that one time, saying, hey, I heard not all the team members were being included. This is a team effort. Do you got that? You know?
It is, like, her job, too. I mean, she's, like, the HR person. She's got to do things that aren't going to be
popular.
She's
got to step it up
sometimes.
A little bit, though.
I don't know. Give us more Angela. Season 2, please.
I hope, like, Josh gets demoted just a little bit, like, after this. I really do.
I can see it. I feel like Mariana's quick up that ladder, though. Mm-hmm. She's going to really do... She's going to be with the movers and the shakers in that company, for sure.
Real soon.
Lastly, though, I did want to talk about Steph and Lena. We got the moms back. Love them. There was some trouble in paradise. I was thinking, wow, okay, it seems like they're alluding to, like, a divorce. They're going through a lot of hard times. Lena's campaign manager is, like, trying to change her or, like, mold her or help her. Help is in quotes because we don't know how much helping she's actually doing. But Steph has her own opinions and feels left out of the campaign. Doesn't necessarily want to help run the campaign, but just wants her ideas to not be overlooked and feels like it's coming in between their relationship.
Yeah.
And she says she's out, which I was like...
I know, legit. I was like, what you mean?
Guys, come on. They will never. We'll never split.
I was just like, oh my gosh.
They,
like,
would never do that to me, okay? They would never,
like,
do that to me.
I was like, you can never do that to me, ever.
You know, I will say there's been a main theme with them, though. They're always miscommunicating. They need to learn how to sit down and communicate because they're always doing things behind each other's backs, and they're always like, you know what I'm saying? They need to be on the same page. I love them. They're one of my favorite TV couples ever. But they do need to communicate. That's been a major theme.
Guys, they've been to therapy for this like 80 times. Like, I think it's just kind, it's just of, kind of how they are.
I know. I'm just like, communicate.
No, but she did, like, even though, like, they were, you know, like, saying play fair, she did have points. Because even when leading with her straight hair, I was just like, why you got straight hair? I was confused. Like, I seriously was so confused. I'm like, this is not Lena. Like, don't get me wrong. Girl, you looked good. Come on now. Great. It was late. But who are you? It was a fair question.
It was a fair question.
It really was. And it truly is. Like, when you get in politics, you do sometimes have to, you know, shift yourself a little bit to gain favor. And we all know that. And it is sad. But we do realize that. But I feel like the only way I feel like she can also truly win and feel like she truly has won is if she's herself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by doing her, like, laying her hair straight, wearing those clothes, I feel like that's also just disrespectful to herself.
Yeah.
And, like, Steph had a point to point that out to her.
She did. And I feel like, obviously those are the only two episodes we're going to see of them, the moms, in season one. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping we see more of them in season two and we see what happens with the campaign. If Lena will get elected, I'm wanting all of that and more. But
just a whole new spinoff.
A whole new spinoff.
I'm not mad. I would not be mad.
That would be sick. But
they've
said
they want to do it.
They have?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I need this in my life. Okay. So let's talk about This Girl Is Dope. Taylor, please let us know who is dope these days. I'm dying to know.
Heck yeah. Well, there's so many dope women. This week, I'm going to highlight Elizabeth Warren because she recently announced she's running for president in 2020, which is awesome. She went to Rutgers Law School, which is a pretty prestigious law school. She was also the first woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts, which is really cool. A lot of what she's been doing recently is taking on Wall Street and sort of student loans and trying to reform that whole system because it's, you know, very not where it should be right now. Also, kind of a fun little fact, the "nevertheless she persisted" quote was actually made sort of about her, which is kind of neat, after she objected to the confirmation of Jeff Sessions as Attorney General in 2017. So I forget who, but someone, you know, used that to kind of insult her, and now it's like a feminist little war cry, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
And it was about her, which is awesome.
That is really awesome. Props to her.
Yes, Elizabeth Warren, guys.
Look out for her.
Yes.
She's a moving and a shaking, just like Mariana.
Yeah.
Did you want to give some shout-outs to some of our viewers, Shay?
Yeah, so Jazzy Jones, Arun, K-Square, Flychick, we saw you, and Mel is commenting how we forgot about Callie and Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't forget so much as, like, skirted around that. But, you guys, we see you. Thank you so much for being in the chat with us every week. Jazzy, I know how much you want a paddle, girl.
She wants a paddle. I feel like she deserves one.
She actually deserves it. She, like, every week she says, I want a paddle, 5 stars, 5 stars.
We appreciate you.
We do. I kind of just want to give her one.
Let's make an executive decision.
Okay, executive decision. Jazzy Jones, you will be getting one.
You will be getting a signed paddle. So, yay.
It is long.
All right, I have your info, so I already know where to send it.
All right. We're going to make it happen. Thank you so much. We appreciate all your love and support. We always see your messages and your comments and your 5 stars, so thank you for that. We're also going to be playing a fun game of Have You Been Good or Trouble?
Yeah, so quickly though, guys, so we know Kate is now the new law clerk taking over for Callie, and it's almost like she is going to be the new Callie for the judge now that she has a Jamal Thompson case. Does this mean good or trouble for Callie? And if you're watching us right now, you notice that we don't have paddles. I forgot. So we're going to, it's been a long day, okay?
It's been a long day.
So we're going to do a vocal version of this without the paddles today.
Can we say it at the same time?
Oh, okay.
Hey,
let's do that.
So, 1, 2, 3. Trouble! Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Shay and I said trouble. Taylor, why'd you say good?
Wait, you said good?
I did. I think that it's going to look like trouble for a long time. I think she's definitely going to try to be in Judge Wilson's favor, like, you know, until we get to, like, the final inning or the last stretch or, like, another sports metaphor that I don't know.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Home run. No.
Shoot the basket.
First of all, touchdown don't work, but home run works. So
home run.
Let's do that.
But I think that Callie's going to convince her to follow her gut, and I think that maybe both she and Callie will convince Judge Wilson to do the right thing when it comes to the Jamal case.
Yeah. I said trouble just because I thought that, you know, Callie was starting to gain headway with Wilson regarding this case. And now that Callie is off the case, I feel like it's going to... I would be really disappointed in if they did not give Jamal justice on the show. I feel like they would not do that. But I do feel like Callie being taken off will make it harder for the case to go in the favor we want it to go.
Yeah, I say trouble, but the only reason I can see them going with that in the way of the justice part is because it'll reflect real life in some ways in certain cases. So I can see both. I mean, obviously, I really hope that we do get justice. But I'm not gonna be not disappointed about it, but I will get it because I've seen it so many times in my life.
Yeah.
And so when you see stuff like that, it's gonna be that. But the reason I think it's trouble is because I think that Callie was getting so much confidence in her lawyering and all this other stuff, but now I feel like she's on like that shaky water of I don't know where I stand. I don't know if this is maybe what I wanna do. I feel like it's gonna be a wake up call for her at the same time.
Yeah. Which actually leads us into predictions.
Yes.
Because.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that what you just said is a great prediction. I think that she will really have a hard time with herself because she's worked so hard to get here. And now that she's knocked back or feel like what she did was invalid and wasn't looked at with importance, I feel like it's going to be hard for her, and she's really going to wonder, is this something I want to do? Should I stick around? Should I try again? Should I go to a different, you know, clerk for a different judge? I feel like she's really going to wonder if that is even what she wants to do anymore, like you said. So I could see that happening. I also think, I predict that Mariana might start talking to Tate. I don't know. It seemed like she was trying to get to know him a little bit. That may have just been a one-off thing because I don't see them necessarily seeing each other again, but I feel like Mariana might... Because Mariana's single. She has been kind of going around doing her thing. And she's obviously not necessarily interested in Raj. So I feel like she could potentially be interested in Tate.
Interesting.
I don't see it, but it'd be a fun one-off, though.
It would be fun.
It would be a really fun one-off just to see that. My prediction is that the list is going to get out. Their gender gap list is going to get out. I also, granted, me talking about Callie being, uncertain, I feel like in the promo, like we saw, that's why she went to Gael and started working with art, because she used to be so involved in art and that passionate side of that. So that also might throw a wrench in it. And Brian, I'm sorry, babe. That's all I got. So.
I am really Miss Davi in this episode because she's low-key maybe my favorite character. So I hope we see more of her coming up, especially since she just... ended things with Jeff, but like, did she really end them? I don't know. We'll see. I hope we get to meet her family because her mom sounds horrible, I do want to see what she's like and who she is. And I think that could, you know, lead to a sort of really interesting storyline and maybe another chance for her to sort of stand up for herself.
Yeah.
In another sort of way, in another sort of venue. I feel like Sumi's engagement is definitely going to fall apart, but I don't think that Alice will take her back necessarily.
I think
she might surprise us and not do that. But yeah. Those are my predictions.
I hope that Davia, now since she has a little bit more of her schedule free, now that she's not dating a married man, maybe she can educate herself.
Wow.
Maybe she can educate herself.
The shade.
On the case, because it seemed like she was not getting it. She wasn't in the right headspace for that, and the things that she was saying were very, like,
It was just very, but true. Like, that seriously is how people think, because they don't have the full, they don't have the full knowledge of what's actually going on in any case, like, especially when it's that big and one that is very racially
charged.
Yeah, seriously, racially charged. So I hope so too. I also want to throw in maybe Dennis and Davia ish because I can see it happening. So, you know, that's mine.
I don't know if I don't know, guys.
I like it.
I don't know if I like it yet.
He likes younger women. She is younger than him. And not quite as young as some of the others that he's dated. But we cannot wait to talk about all that and more next week on our recap. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. In the meantime, Taylor, where can they find you on social media and any other shows you're doing at AfterBuzz?
Yes, you guys can find me on Twitter, @Elphaba_Anne, at Instagram, @Taylor_Gates_. This is the only show I'm on right now, but we just did the One Day at a Time season finale on Sunday, and we had Sheridan Pierce, who plays Sid here. It was an awesome interview, so definitely go check that out.
You guys can find me @RealShayJones on Twitter and Instagram on Thursday, starting at 8 p.m. I'm going to be doing The Perfectionist, and I'm so excited. And on Sundays, I do Black Monday and Now Apocalypse. Black Monday at 9, Now Apocalypse at 10.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. I also do Freeform's after show for Shadowhunters, which airs on Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Next week, we have Kat McNamara, the main character of Shadowhunters, coming in. So make sure to check that out. In the meantime, we love you guys, and thanks for watching.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.